Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Dawn Grant's 15 Minutes of Inspiration. Bringing it to you this morning from Jekyll Island in Georgia. It's an absolutely amazing, beautiful place to be and to see at some point in your life. I'm on a patio overlooking the ocean through oaks and palm tree tops. Absolutely amazing place where some of the millionaires of the 1800s would come and vacation. Their plantation homes are still here and their clubhouse and amazing bike trails along the roadways and along the beach, and it's just a small little island. So what I would like to share with you as far as the quote is concerned, the quote is, "Do not worry about whether or not the sun will rise, be prepared to enjoy it." So overlooking the ocean here, it's just a few hundred feet away, facing east. The thought this morning was to wake up and watch the sunrise. So it happens to be overcast, and it happens to be a bit windy and misty as it was raining yesterday afternoon and evening. So if, as a person, I woke up expecting to see the sunrise and then didn't see the sunrise, how much of that would have caused worry or concern or frustration or anger? And we can relate that to things in our lives. So if you have expectations that things are supposed to happen a certain way and then they don't, you can become very frustrated. You can have anger, resentment. You can have worry and fear. And you can go about your day living with that kind of attitude. You can go about your day experiencing things in a different way, from a different perspective. So why would you worry if the sun didn't rise? You really wouldn't, because you know that the sun rises every day. And if it's misty and cloudy out, you would just know that it was somewhere behind there and that the next day it may appear or it may not, depending on the weather. But you wouldn't go about your day worried. And as you looked around, you would see that the birds weren't worrying about whether or not the sun was going to come back around and why it wasn't there. They go about their morning, they go about their day collecting their food, taking care of their things and their agenda for the day. So how often do you get caught up in expectations and frustrations, thinking that life is supposed to go a certain way, thinking that if it doesn't, then there's something wrong, something to be worried about, something to be angry about, when there really isn't? As you should just enjoy life as it comes to you. Be active in life and experience it for what it has to offer. To be present in moments and to see that there's beauty in everything, whether or not it is as you expected it to be or not. So not worrying about whether or not the sun will rise would be how you should take everything in life. You should just be prepared to enjoy it. You've got to let go of the outcome, because the outcome could be anything. It isn't, and in life, it isn't always what we expect it to be. As there are bigger things going on, there's an unfolding of larger lessons and experiences, of which if you're present in them and awake, you can experience them fully and to gather some wisdom and knowledge for your life that will help you in the future times. So you can go into experiences being the best you and having a positive attitude. You can go into moments knowing that you've prepared yourself. Preparing yourself is really just taking good care of yourself, taking good care of your health, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. That's being prepared, going in with a good attitude, with a good positive mindset, with good feelings, going in physically having taken care of yourself, exercising regularly, sleeping well, eating healthy, because your body's the vehicle that's going to get you through life and offering you the opportunity to experience life more fully if you've taken care of it well. Going into it with a positive mindset, emotionally, physically, spiritually healthy, experiencing life as fully as you possibly can, being present in moments with a positive mindset and attitude. As you do that, that's being prepared. Be prepared to enjoy whatever comes your way, going into it with clear, good intentions, and then letting go of the outcome. That's being prepared to enjoy it. So you could go up, like you could go into your day hoping and expecting that certain things are going to happen, and you can then get down because they're not happening that way. That would be like me being down and upset right now that I didn't get to watch the sunrise this morning. No, you just decide to enjoy whatever is present, whatever is in that moment. The wind blowing through the trees right now and the mist is a beautiful thing in itself. Looking at the ocean that's a bit choppy and watching the birds frolic around and do their thing. So be aware today. Be awake and aware. Recognize that you likely have patterns of expecting things to go a certain way or expecting that there'd be certain outcomes from your efforts. But just decide to make good efforts just for effort's sake, just to be a good person, just to live a good life, just to be present in moments. Just enjoy the journey so that as you go through life, whatever turns come your way, whatever things unfold, whatever challenges step into your path, whatever opportunities step into your path, that you're prepared to enjoy them fully and to be out of your thoughts. Be out of the negative thoughts that this is wrong or this wasn't supposed to happen or this is something awful is going on here, or I was supposed to win, I was supposed to get that job promotion, I was supposed to be wealthy by now, I was supposed to be in a happy relationship. All of those negative expectations or perceptions are what are going to hold you back from truly experiencing life fully and to see the joy that is in each and every single moment and each and every opportunity and each and every experience. So you want to go through the flow. You want to go with the flow of life. If you were driving from Florida to California, you wouldn't wonder if California was there. If you hit detours along the way, you would take them. Now you could be upset while you are taking a detour and frustrated that you're not going that straight expected path that you planned, or you could go with the flow of it. And you could be present in moments and be prepared to experience that detour in the best possible way. And if you've got a flat tire along the way, you could get upset, you could worry, you can get angry, or you could decide to be present in that moment and learn from it and move forward. So the whole time driving from Florida to California, you could go into it deciding to be present in moments, letting go of the outcome of each moment and of each day, trusting and letting go, knowing that California will be there when you do arrive. And that's how you would want to look at life. Whatever goals you set for yourself, whatever desires that you have, whatever intentions that you have, you want to let go and trust. Keep your focus. Have a general direction that you're going in, and then let go of the outcomes along the way. So do not worry about whether or not the sun will rise. Be prepared to enjoy it. And watch yourself today. Set yourself free from expectations. And decide to have a positive attitude to go into your life experience today and for the rest of your days, enjoying each moment and each opportunity and each experience as it presents itself. So you can go to dawngrant.com for more information about the services that I offer, and enjoy your day.